They're mourning a royal loss in Britain. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Prince Philip earned the affection of generations here in the United Kingdom.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson, after Queen Elizabeth's husband died at the age of 99 this morning.
He shaped and inspired the lives of countless young people.
Fox's Simon Owen is live at London's Buckingham Palace.
And Dave, thousands of people have made the journey to the palace after hearing of Prince Philip's death. Many are leaving flowers. One written tribute just says, "Thank you, Philip." Mary, who's 74, says the 99-year-old prince was a steadfast presence in British life.
He was sort of tall, good-looking, a great sort of escort for the Queen. So, you can't do anything by coming here, but you feel you're just paying your respects.
Buckingham Palace detailed the news in a message from the Queen, saying she announced the death of her beloved husband with deep sorrow. Dave?
Simon, President Biden has just put out a budget proposal. Fox's Jared Halpern has details live.
President Biden's budget request includes $769 billion for non-defense programs, an increase of 16% from the current fiscal year, more than $750 billion for the Pentagon. The budget blueprint calls for a significant investment in public education. Nearly $9 billion is earmarked for the CDC, representing the largest increase in nearly two decades for the public health agency. The request also proposes nearly $900 million to invest in Central America as part of the administration's strategy to address the root causes of migration to the U.S. Dave.
Jared, the Department of Education has just put out a second handbook for school reopenings, focused in part on helping kids deal with COVID anxiety and depression after a year isolated learning from home. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Advisors.
Yuma, Money Talk, AM560, KBLU, Money Talk, AM560. Derek Egberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Russ Clark, color commentary on the board.
Good morning.
Good morning. Robert Wright, also from Academy Mortgage. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
So, tons to do, as always, and seems like there's always a ton to talk about.
Because there's so many things happening so fast, we need someone to be keeping their eye on the ball.
Why I can keep my eye on this ball, credit
finance. That's what we need. That's all we need from you.
The rest of them, I can't juggle that. So you take care of the rest.
But it's all moving fast, and your industry is going to move fast. Right now, the rates are staying fair.
Rates have held fair. They're not as low as they were. Right. So anybody who looks back, you know, it's kind of like that gallon of gasoline. You're still driving your car, and it's still okay. But if you really pay attention to what gas was 4 months ago,
it's a buck up.
You know, it's a dollar up. Okay. Yeah. But that's a 50% increase.
Yep.
$2 to $3. So same thing with rates. Rates have gone up, not huge, but it's so, I don't want to say it's funny because it really isn't, because Russ, this is going to date the three of us here. But, well, it's going to date you, not maybe Robbie and myself. But I have millennials that are coming in, and when you say, yeah, interest rates are in the 3, what do you think they say? They're like, that's high.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, what, they've gone up?
And their credit cards are 28.
Yeah. It is interesting, though, but, you know, people are like, oh, my gosh, you know, 3, 3.5 is high, depending on the loan program.
It's all
like,
relative.
Wait a minute.
Right?
That's an amazing interest rate compared to where the market has been historically.
Yeah.
But you are 100% right. Actually, that's one of the conversations I had this last week, is they had the conversation of, wow, that, you know, those rates are high. You know, they were lower. Okay, let me ask you, what's the interest rate on your credit card? What's the interest rate on your car? What's this? All of them are double digits. Every, including their car, is in double digits, and yet they question. So here's where I back this up. What does that mean we do as an industry? All we talk about is rate, not what programs are, not what's in your best interest. It's literally that, hey, what's your rate? And so as a consumer, you've been taught mortgage equals rate, but you've never been taught auto equals rate or credit card equals rate or, you know, Lowe's equals or whatever those companies are. Those other forms of finance, all anybody ever says is what?
It's only $10 a day.
It's only $10.
Or what kind of a payment can you afford?
Yeah,
what do you like your payment to be?
What's your payment? And it's so funny because you sat down, I did my written budget with them, and we looked at the interest rates, and it's kind of shocking. But it's like, guys, what makes you ask what's your rate on the house? And their answer is, well, that's all we've ever been told to ask.
Yep. Yeah, oh, yeah.
But you've never asked it on anything else. And so it's interesting that some people, they do believe they're paying attention the right way for houses, but they're not paying attention to the full picture. I know, Robert, you had one that you've got some people that want to buy a home and they're looking at doing renovations and stuff, but they haven't put themselves in the right position with the rest of the finances just yet.
Correct. It's a lot of word of mouth for, hey, I make this much, or I do this and I do that. It's all verbal. And because we as a society are very open to communication, hey, what did you get, Russ? Or, hey, how did you do this, Derek? And it's all word of mouth. When you have to come in and meet with Derek or myself to get pre-qualified for a home loan, we need hard paperwork, and we need to do a very thorough and unbiased examination of your finances to make sure that we do find the best program for you. We do get you qualified. And rate is a key factor, but there are programs out there that may fit, that are better for you and your personal financial situation, than that, you know, may have a little bit different interest rate.
Yeah, I know you've been saying that for some time now, that right now is the time to pay attention, to get it done, and you've been saying it for a little while, knowing that this is not going to last. The 3% is not going to last.
No.
I don't know how many people understand it yet, though. I mean, do they really know? Because I see by the end of this year, and we're talking really close, 3% is going to look very, very attractive.
I think there's a lot of people who get it. I think there's a lot of people who won't get it until later. It's, you know, what's the old, and I don't remember who said this, but, you know, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is today. So when you say, you know, the best time to have done the refinancing and the purchases is about 6 months ago. Yeah. But the second best time literally is right now, because everything is starting to go up. And if you look at, you know, we're doing things that are going to benefit Yuma, but things are being done economically that are going to not benefit, say, California. And the reason I point that out is I still have people every week that are coming that they want to get qualified to buy a home. They're going to telecommute, so they're bringing their California income here, but they get to live here and work here and spend their money here. Oh, I'm kind of okay with that if they're not taking Yuma jobs and they're bringing other, you know, finances in. And most of these people want to move out of California because they don't like the higher taxes. They don't like the regulations. They don't like what's happening over there. Those are the people that I see as a lender. Now, those are also the same people that are competing with you and I on homes. How can you find a house right now?
Imagine you could, but...
very difficult, and it is a very harried pace to get it. So, gentleman that I had qualified went to go look at a home back behind Cibola. I think I may have said this last week. 31 people went to look at that home in that day. Now, that gentleman is not going to get the home because there's other people who are going to outbid him, and he's trying to be conservative. But that's what you're seeing, is whether it's new construction, whether it's resale, the amount of people that are looking for homes right now is amazing. Waiting lists, people, you know, signing up on waiting lists just to go see the home.
Yeah.
So when you say now's the best time to buy, it is, compared to where it's going to be tomorrow, but the best time would have been a couple of months ago. Now, if you haven't done it, sit down with Robert, sit down with me, sit down with Bill, sit down with Farrell or Tara, somebody in the office, and say, let's get you qualified. Because sometimes what Robert was just saying is you got to put the picture together, because there's a few missing pieces that aren't quite right. And you and I were talking about somebody with credit this morning, how they need to adjust their credit scores just a little bit. How long would it take you and I to bump their credit score 30, 40 points?
We could do it within a month or two if they take our advice and are committed to the change. And kind of following up on what we talked a little bit earlier, people come to us and say, oh, interest rates are, you know, 3%, whether you think that's a great rate or not, which it is a great rate. If you come to us and you need some credit repair, or you need to get your personal finances in order, that stuff takes time. And so what the interest rate is today, if it takes you 2 months or 3 months to repair your credit,
don't know.
We don't know what the interest rate's going to be in the future. So coming to us today and just thinking that, well, every, you know, my neighbor got 3% or, you know, whatnot, well, there may be some work to be done.
And, you know, it's funny you say that, because I had a gentleman who has a very good job, and he makes six figures a year. And he couldn't qualify for a home where his buddy who has the same kind of a job, you know how people who work together, hang out together, and they all kind of run in the same circles? He couldn't qualify for a home. He wanted to buy one real near his buddy.
Yeah.
Couldn't qualify. And he's pissed because he can't qualify.
Well.
Now, you know.
Who's he mad at?
But that's what's funny is he's like, well, my buddy got it. I say, well, wait a minute. Your buddy doesn't have a car payment, and he drives an old beater. Yeah. And he doesn't have any real toys. He's been very conservative, and I can tell by his bank account because he's put some money away. And I'm not trying to be mean about it, but let's have a conversation. You have two very expensive car payments. You have a very expensive toy in a boat, and you have a lot of credit card debt. And, oh, by the way, I can tell you just went to an electronics store and spent a grip of money because there's a brand new account as of last month, and you now owe about $5,000 on it. So it's not that you don't have the job or the credit. It's you've burdened yourself with debt. That's why you're not getting the same house as your buddy. So if you want to be your buddy, get rid of everything else, and you can have that same home. But it's so funny that we measure each other on, oh, well, you know, well, Robert, you drive a nice truck. Oh, my gosh, I better have a nice truck, you know.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Yep, keeping up with the Joneses.
But that's literally that, back to your question. You know, how many people go, well, my friend got this interest rate. Yeah, but do you know their credit score? Do you know how much they put down? Do you know what position they were in?
How much money their uncle left them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there again, there's some interesting things with gifts. We'll talk about that later. But, Robert, you had an interesting one that I don't think people understand what a recast is. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to teach you all what a recast is for your mortgage. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Happy Friday, everyone. It is 8:18 in the morning on a gorgeous Friday. You know, I kind of wish everybody could listen to the banter off air.
Well, I was going to slap him.
I think, you know, some of the conversations are pretty good off air. So, but back to work, though. We said the word recast. Russ, do you know what a recast is?
No.
Okay. So a recast, everybody talks about, hey, I want to refinance my mortgage. And basically, when you refinance, you're taking a loan. And let's say you've had a loan for 4 or 5 years and the interest rate was high. And you're refinancing to get a lower interest rate. That's what everybody assumes you're doing. And the payment goes down partly because of the interest rate, partly because you're re-amortizing the loan over a new potential 30-year loan. Or sometimes you say, hey, I'm going to shorten my term, and I'm going to do it to a 15-year. So those are pretty common, right? Now, let's say, Russ, you talked about, you know, rich uncle leaving you some money. What if you had a $300,000 home and you suddenly came into $50,000?
Okay.
Now, you don't have any other debt, and you're not going to use the money anywhere else, and you wanted to pay your loan down a little bit, and you want to get a cheaper payment. But you've got a pretty good interest rate. So you don't want to refinance, because let's say if you refinance, your interest rate goes up. What a recast is on a Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loan, you're allowed to, as long as in each servicer is a little different, but most of the time it's a $10,000 payment or more, you go pay $10,000 or more in principal and ask for a recast. Some servicers will do it for free. Some will charge up to $300, but they will re-amortize the loan over the remaining period with the lower balance at the same interest rate.
I didn't know they did that. That's a good deal.
It's like a almost like a free refinance because you're lowering your payment because you dropped a bunch of principal in. Now, a lot of people say, hey, make, you know, the biweekly payments. Now, what does a biweekly payment on a mortgage do? It forces you to make 13 full payments a year, not 12. So basically, you're paying your mortgage off. When you do that, you take a 30-year mortgage and pay it off in 22 and a half years. However, a recast is for somebody who doesn't want to pay it off early. They're just trying to shrink their payments. So you had a good customer who what they were talking about doing is selling a couple pieces of property and using all that cash for the down payment on the new house to make that payment fairly inexpensive and affordable.
Correct.
Now, what was their concern? Why did they feel like they needed to do that?
Because they felt they needed to come in, they needed to have the cash up front in order to put down on the house, get the payment low, and start off with the lower payment.
So for most people, it's really difficult to sell the home you're in and then go close and move into a new home. It becomes a rushed experience, things don't go right, and then it's a...
There's new things to buy to accommodate the new house.
So what your couple wanted to do is sell a couple pieces of property and use a big down payment and have one low payment. And what you and I showed them is the recast, which, so they're going to do what?
They're going to come in with a little bit of money up front and do a conventional loan, and then that allows a little bit of time for them to stage their current house and sell it.
So move out of it, completely
correct.
Move into the new one.
Correct. Move out, completely move into the new home. And there's not the rush or the compression to sell the current home, hope that that sale goes through without any hiccups, take that money and put it down on the new house and get moved in and everything else. It kind of slows things down a little.
So what you're saying is they're going to move in, stage the home, and then when it sells, so they're going to close with a house that has a higher mortgage and a higher payment than they were originally thinking. But as soon as this home sells, they're going to take all that cash, dump it in, do a recast.
Yes.
So if they sell the home, they make 150 grand. They dump it all into this.
And when they do that, they don't have to pay capital gains or anything. I know when you sell a house and you buy a new house, you know, there's no capital gains.
Well, so
you use that money to buy the new house.
Here's where we're going to say asterisk, not the CPA, not the tax advisor. However, when you sell your owner-occupied home, there's a threshold of how much you can take out tax-free. And there's a threshold for a single person or a married person. So as long as you sell what is considered an owner-occupied home that you've lived in two out of the last 5 years and haven't taken advantage of that same clause in the last 2 years, that money's coming out tax-free. So, no, there is no tax consequences for them.
Okay.
Good question.
Even if they close on that one
first. If they close on that one first, the only time there would be is if you're talking about investment properties that, you know, sometimes there's capital gains there. But in their case, they get to close on the new one. They're going to clear somewhere between 100 and 200. We don't know how much it is. And they're going to have a chunk of change, put it down on the new home, recast the loan, and that gives them the very low payment that they were originally looking for.
Correct.
Without the stress of having to sell first. Now, recasting is one of those little industry secrets that nobody wants to talk about. Can you understand why?
Well, because no one makes any money.
Nobody makes any money.
Well, that's easy to figure out.
Exactly. So, you know, for most people that have a very good interest rate, if you're somebody who has some cash and wants to pay the loan down, whether it's sold something, inheritance.
Yeah, but it's a good service on the account, the loan you already got. But it's the right thing to do.
Yes, because a lot of people, and you see some of these people that have, and unlike their case, you sell a vacant piece of land because you were going to hold it and you thought you were a real estate investor, but it just didn't turn out right. So now you turn around, sell it, and you've got 30, 40, 50 grand sitting here and you don't have anything else to do with it. Okay, you could recast your loan, drop it all in, re-amortize the loan, drop the payment, and you and I have talked about it. You know, for every $10,000, it's somewhere between $50 and $60 a month, depending on your interest rate. Could be lower, could be higher, depending on your own interest rate. But you take that money and you basically start saving on your own house. Now, your couple, were they thrilled with that idea?
Yes.
Okay. What was the feeling that you think they got out of that? Because I heard part of the conversation, but what do you think they got out of that?
I think they got out of that me looking out for their best interest, and really helping them get to their goal, which was this new piece of property that they found, and helping them find solutions to get there outside of what we could say is conventional thought process for, you know, how do you sell your home, take the, you know, the conventional sell your home, take the money, and then put it down on the new house. It's another way to get where you want to go that is, in some cases, better.
And I think the one word that I got out of it was relief.
Correct.
They felt that relief of, okay, the stress of, do I do this in the right order and do I have to deal with all of this juggling, goes away. And so for a lot of people, and I know, Russ, you've heard us talk about, you know, people are selling things contingent. Hey, I got to sell this house to get into this one because I need the cash. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people that don't have to sell it, but they put themselves in a position that they feel like they have to sell it.
Oh. Self-induced stress.
Yeah. But, which, go back to the gentleman.
Stress is stress.
Go back to the gentleman who couldn't buy a house. He was super stressed because he had burdened himself with a debt load that didn't allow him to qualify. So, you know, all of this is literally just putting everything on one piece of paper and mapping it out. And it's not an emotional decision, any of this stuff we're talking about. It's just very tactical. How do you make 1 + 1 = 2? That's it. Whether it's his clients that need to do the recast, whether it's somebody who wants to do a renovation loan, which we've talked about that a lot. It's not an emotional decision. It's a tactical decision to say, let's say somebody has a gorgeous home down near Yuma High. There's some big, gorgeous homes down there, and there's a bunch of them that need some tender love and care. Now, let's say you love the home, you love the neighborhood, you love the lot, you're very comfortable there. Do you sell an older piece of historical home to go move into a new home, or do you do a renovation loan because you love everything about it? You just want granite countertops and the new sink and the new AC.
Right.
No. Is that an emotional? Yeah, it is because you love the home. But it's literally a...
I think it's practical, though.
It is a practical...
If that's where you like being, be there. You know?
But you have somebody who's asking about renovation loan. Now, they don't understand it because they're trying to figure out how to qualify for something bigger because they don't like where they're qualified to. So they keep asking about the 203K, which is a renovation loan, because they see the purchase price of homes that need lots of tender love and care. They didn't realize that, well, yeah, you still have to pay for all those add-ons and upgrades. So if you buy a $100,000 home and it needs $80,000 worth of love, you're still financing $180,000.
Correct.
So, you know, there's a ton of things to do, and I would just candidly say, if you have questions, call me, call Robert, call anybody in the office, and let's sit down and have just a good discussion of what you need. Because it's so funny that a lot of times you hear something or pick up on something, and you know what? That leads you to another conversation. The couple that Robert was talking about, did they ask about a recast?
They did not.
No. He was actually talking about using what kind of a loan?
I don't remember, quite honestly, now.
Well, he was wanting to go VA. So he was wanting to sell all this, to go VA and do some other stuff, but that stress of selling, and when he started talking about that, said, well, wait a minute, there's a way better option to do this on, and we're going to just do it this way. And so the conversation sometimes leads you to what the right answer is. And so, you know, for everybody, I promise you, mortgages are not a one-minute conversation. It's a very detailed thing. We'll end up getting 4 inches worth of paperwork. Sometimes it's enough, you know, you walk home and you think, geez, I got to carry all this stuff and get this stuff done. But there's a ton of work to do. Love doing it. So we'll talk about some credit stuff after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Hey Yuma, Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU, Derek Eggeberg, Robert Wright, Russ Clark, all talking about mortgages, but off air we're talking about electric vehicles and all kinds of other stuff. So your take is?
On?
Electric vehicles.
I think they're rapidly coming to us. I mean, rapidly. Even Biden's talking about spending an outrageous amount of money on infrastructure for charging stations, which I think is ridiculous. Our government shouldn't be doing it. Private industry is doing just fine, mm-hmm. and they're growing it. And what he's going to do is outbuild the industry. So if he puts one on every corner, we don't have enough cars to utilize it. They'll be obsolete by the time we do need them, and they'll have to be redone.
And you're smiling. Okay, so
well,
so you like
it's terrible.
So you like them, Robert?
I am not a I'm a gasoline V8 powered kind of guy. I just that's the kind of guy.
I'm going to tell AOC on you.
You know, I'm good with either of them. I love driving a gasoline powered truck. I think you and I have some of the same thoughts of the distance traveling and, you know, the nervousness because maybe it's so new, you don't know the planning. You know, if you run your AC on high, does it matter? But, you know, one of these days we'll see Russ driving around a Tesla pickup truck and then we'll see what it looks like. No?
Absolutely.
So,
you can drive it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Fast or slow?
Either way. And I've only ever driven a Model 3.
How was it?
Amazingly quick and quiet. Just shocking to where you stop and laugh because it's like you shouldn't do that.
You know,
there are advantages. I mean, I'll tell you, for being a guy that is a gasoline internal combustion, you know,
oh, and I'm a fan
supporter,
of that too.
Yeah. The electric motor has advantages that cannot compete with the just the nature of that type of, you know, propulsion.
Yep.
So would you have people in your shop that would start to learn how to work on those?
That is that is a plan, but it's not it's too early. It's the industry's too early. It's not really necessary. Although we have quite a few Teslas in town, but to be a certified Tesla mechanic is not an easy process, which doesn't mean it's out of the ordinary.
Interesting. So, tons of stuff still mortgage. Now, what's the most shocking thing you've seen so far with mortgage?
I think, not so much shocking, I think it's an eye-opening experience to see the variety or the wide array of personal financial situations and products available. Like, the sky is the limit for product availability, and then literally for, you know, every drop of water in the ocean, there is this, a financial situation for individual people, and it's trying to find what works for both of them. Is it can be overwhelming at times because, you know, I'm new, and when I come talk to you or I talk to Ray or Bill, you know, you guys have seen it enough times that you know, okay, this, you know, try this program or try that program or this will work better here. It's realizing the variety and again, the wide range of options.
So, you know, one of the, for me, and this is a good reminder this last week. So I had a good friend of mine who's also been a good customer call me and say, hey, do you remember so-and-so? But yeah, actually, a good guy. We closed his loan about 4 years ago. Does he need some help? And she goes, well, he doesn't, but his sister does. He just died of a heart attack last week. Okay, so how can I help? And she said, they don't have any of his paperwork anywhere. Don't know what's where, nothing.
Ouch.
And, you know, for me, what you just touched on is kind of the wide variety of financial understanding. Some people get it, some people don't, some people need some education. But it's that planning of, oh my gosh, what happens if? You know, do you need a trust? Do you need a will? Do you need a copy of financial documents somewhere so people know where they are? Do you have it in a space that there's a trusted person that knows how to get to it? You know, Russ, if something happened to you, does anybody know where any of your important papers are?
Yes.
Cool. So you're in a good spot. He was not. And this gentleman always carried around a briefcase. He had all of his paper with him at all times.
Really?
And that was just...
That's odd.
How he, it was odd. He was a unique individual, but always had it that way. And so the only thing I could relay to the sister is all I remember is he always had a black case that looked like this. And they said they've torn the house apart, can't find it, went to his office, can't find it. Said that would be the only thing I know of that would have more details than what I have. So as a mortgage lender, you know, I have certainly copies of bank statements and other things, but that's 4 years ago. I don't know if
that may be a starting point.
Yeah. It's good,
is that accessible?
For me, yeah.
Okay, they can get that from you.
Yeah, so,
okay.
You know, we from an industry, we have to keep records for a period of time. Typically, we're going to keep records for
I didn't know if you were allowed to turn over personal information.
Well,
and, you know,
so to that end, no, we have to get proof that she's the executor of the state,
okay.
And there's a process.
There's
so
a protocol.
It's not just, hey, you asked me for something on a family member, here it is. But she has the right paperwork to show she's supposed to be doing this. She just doesn't know where to go.
Right.
And doesn't know where to look. Now, the worst part about it is no will, no directives, no trust. Where does the house go?
It goes to the state.
It goes to probate.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tied up for a while.
Yeah.
Where do his accounts go?
It's
they're frozen for a while.
Yeah.
But there's a mortgage on the house. So the mortgage payment's going to go behind unless somebody else in the family wants to make the payments. Because it's all of the assets are locked up. So it's interesting that we talk a lot about getting into the home, but there should be some discussions of what's the planning long term and getting out of the home.
How many homes have been lost because somebody died, nobody made the payments? Imagine that's going to happen.
That's a good question.
That's going to happen where homes get just repossessed.
Yeah, I like I say, I don't know what that timeline and process is, but Robert, if something happened to you right now, does Kim know where everything is?
Yes.
You're one of the good ones, one of the few. And I would bet there's a lot of people who, and you and I see it, there's always a saver and there's always a spender in the relationship, right?
Yes.
So that is one of those things where you look and go, okay, if this person went, they're okay because that's the spender. But if the saver goes first, y'all are in trouble because you probably haven't paid attention to where anything is and what the moving parts are.
Mm-hmm. Probably can't even make a sandwich.
Yeah, I don't. Not without some help. But you know, it's not a funny thing, but it's hey, we all got to pay attention to this because the sad thing is, Russ, you know what the leading cause of death is, right?
Heart attacks, maybe cancer. I don't know, something like that.
Birth.
Oh,
ain't
yeah.
Ain't none of us getting out of here alive.
That's
I mean, we're all going to start planning for this at some point.
Yeah.
So is it a trust? Is it a will? Is it just some written directives? Do you have a file with everything, whether it's in paper, whether it's electronic?
Right.
Do you have an emergency contact? You know, let's say you're a young family with kids. Hey, Robert, what happens if you and Kim are both in an accident? Who takes care of your kids?
Yeah, we have to have that set up.
Is it in writing anywhere?
No.
No. So here's the next piece that Kim would know where everything is, but if you both left, okay, what happens to your daughter and the rest of it? So
it's a fight.
It's potentially a fight, and the alternative is, so I was kind of explaining this to my team this week, and one of the ladies started crying, who's on my team, come to find out that she had went to go visit her family, and her grandmother really doesn't have a whole lot, you know, under her financial belt, if you will. But she's older and not doing well, and some of the family was doing some infighting on who gets the trailer and who gets the this and who gets the that.
It's normal.
And, you know, her only comment was, you know, all I want is Grandma to be okay. I just want her to be happy. And y'all are fighting over these little bits of trinkets and stuff. Why? A, because some people, that's all they want is the money. B, Grandma's never taken the time to say who gets what and what goes where. So you leave it subject to what everybody else's wishes and desires and demands are. And sometimes the people that, let's say Grandma really wants, you know, the quiet, shy one over here to get this because that's what they always liked, who typically gets it?
The one that throws the elbow.
You know, the loudmouth, boisterous mm-hmm. one that throws the elbow and throws the fit about it.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's not even what the wishes are of that person would be. So go back to my client. I don't know what any of his wishes would be. He didn't have a whole lot, but he did well. You know, would he have wanted to give some of his funds to a nonprofit because he really believed in it? Would he want to give it all to his sister? Would he want it all to go to, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And now nobody else will know.
The courts have figured it out.
Yeah,
and that never works out
cause
well.
Because you know they'll get that right.
Yeah.
So, and again, I don't love the thought that, you know, that poor judge or whoever that's going to do that has to make the best decision they can because the family didn't take the time to put that together.
Right.
So part of getting a mortgage is it's exciting, and we work with a lot of young people who are getting into homes, and we want to work on budgets and, you know, growing your financial picture. But what are we doing to protect it in the end, right. and how do we...
And the trust should be set up just like insurance and everything else. It's just in case of a major deal, and mm-hmm. there's a comfort that goes along with having that set up.
If I said how many of my customers have trusts, I would say less than 5%.
Oh, my, really?
Mm-hmm. If Robert, how many of your customers since you've been with us actually have a trust?
Two.
Okay. It's not a common thing. It should be a much...
I don't have one.
Okay, why not?
I haven't taken the time
to live for them.
I haven't. Well, I quite honestly, it's probably what the majority of the population is because they haven't had the time to sit down and come up with one or the cost.
So here's your deal. You need to get in your gasoline-powered V8 engine truck.
Oh, yeah.
Go drive somewhere and start getting that set up. So if something happens to you and Kim, Layla is okay. So
yeah.
We'll talk about that and more after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
One more time, happy Friday, y'all. Money Talk, AM560, KBLU, Derek Eggeberg, Robert Wright, Russ Clark.
I'm here.
You're here. Okay, so tons of stuff. And you guys keep going back to the electric car thing on the break. I think we should just take the rest of the show. But what, you know, is that a good financial decision for some people?
Electric cars?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Are people making that decision as an emotional decision or a tactical financial decision?
I think most of it's been emotional.
Okay. So that's my only take, really, when I look at those is I think they have some fantastic cars. I mean, you know, the Tesla Model S, have loved that car for a long time, debated getting one. I just want to do it as a tactical decision. Does it save me money? Does it make sense? If I can make it make sense, I'm in. Until I make it financially make sense, I'm out.
Cost of ownership is a lot less.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, no, and describe that for most people that haven't really done the comparison. No oil changes, right?
Right.
No, what else?
Well, the actual maintenance on a combustion engine, it has to happen. There's a lot of maintenance on it as well as the oil changes, and the gas prices are higher than just buying the electric.
Mm-hmm.
So all those prices kind of go away.
Right.
There's just a lot less room and a lot less of time that you have to go to the garage. just not going to happen.
So
other than that, it's pretty much the same.
Do you believe most people are putting a charger in their house?
Yeah.
And I don't know. So most people are putting a charger in their house?
Yeah, I wouldn't own one without doing that.
Okay. So most people charge it at night. Doesn't matter really how fast it charges because it's got 6, 8, 10 hours to sit.
Yep.
And then you drive around town, and most people, in your experience in the auto industry, how many miles are most people putting on a day here in Yuma?
Less than 40.
So pretty simple.
Yeah, and a lot of your newer electrics are 300-mile range. About 300 seems to be a pretty good standard right now.
Now, my first question is, somebody who's not driven one, you said you drove the Model 3.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioning.
Yes.
How efficient is air conditioning? And I've only ever driven one. You know, clearly, you've got air conditioners on homes that are just electric-powered. It's not like you need a gas engine.
So efficient that he's moving the technology into other areas because they were so successful with it. So very efficient to where now he wants to make air conditioners for other applications.
Interesting. So with that, then, am I decreasing my battery life a lot if I'm running the AC around town?
They've got the batteries right now. The new ones will go for about 1 million miles. But if as far as the electric charge, no, it's the heat that will take it up more than the electric.
Oh, good. So here in Yuma, I just want to be clear. So I'm going to run the AC, and it's going to be really hot. So, but I still have no fear of running out of juice as long as it's plugged in.
Well, if you're just going in town, no. You'll have a 300-mile range, drive 40, and if the electric air conditioner takes a little bit, that's not going to affect you.
Interesting.
The biggest drawback is if you say, I want an electric car because I want to drive cross-country every day. Well, that's not efficient, really. I mean, you could do it. But it's a lot of planning.
Now, how does that work? Because you hear that Tesla Semi is going to come out. So clearly that's meant to pull loads long-haul cross-country.
Most of your semis are local. Most of your semis aren't necessarily over the road, like here to Florida.
Okay.
A lot of them are routine, like Walmart, you know, where I know I'm going to go from the warehouse to these locations, and they're going to be set 300-mile range type stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to work a frozen food warehouse, and we had 35 vehicles. And all 35 trucks left in the morning, all 35 came back at night. You know, they went out and hit all the grocery stores. We did frozen food and it was all grocery stores. That would be a perfect application for electric because there would be enough charge to go out and come back and just fine.
And you can drive from Phoenix to Yuma with a truckload and even logistically figure out, even if you couldn't make it all the way back because it's almost 400 miles Phoenix and back, you have another truck here and or whatnot. You can logistically overcome the limitations.
Yeah, and the idea is that a lot of these truck stops will have the infrastructure once they start coming out. Truck stops as well as locations where you're unloading will have infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Walmart, if Walmart goes to electric cars, and Pepsi is one of them, goes to electric trucks, they will not only have them at their warehouse, have places to pump it, you know, to plug in, but also at their delivery locations to plug in.
Makes sense.
And they'll have miles anywhere from 300 to 500 mile range. A truck driver can never drive more than 500 in a day. That's the limits to the logbook.
So as long as I can turn the air conditioner on, that's numero uno.
In this area. I mean, it's an exciting technology that's coming. To me, it is. I mean, I like the science of it, the technology, and where it's going. There's so many cars on the road right now that are electric. 7% of the new cars in California are electric. Sold now.
Okay, so how do we change? Because we've talked about this many times with a gallon of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Part of a gallon of gas's cost is tax. And those taxes are supposed to go to pay for road maintenance.
Buttigieg's got it all figured out.
Okay, well, I want to hear it.
Miles.
Miles.
That's it. Number of miles driven.
Okay.
And it's easy to figure on an electric car. Most of them have internal. I'm against that, by the way. I'm against that whole thing. Some states are just doing a flat fee every year for an electric car.
Okay.
And
but that's,
you know, every
so
state,
that's
every
one thing
different.
That everybody needs to pay attention to, though, is if we went straight electric cars quickly, there's got to be a way to maintain the roads. So just understand, there's a bill coming somewhere.
I have complete faith in our legislative system to tax us
come
and
up
find
with
out
a
way to get the money out of our pockets. The least thing on my mind.
Then will it go where it needs to go?
Yeah, and way that Elon Musk is and the patents that he's got and the things he's done, at nighttime, you know, when you're charging your cars or whatever, you'll charge them up, and during the day you can plug them in and actually refurbish the electric grid when they have a downtime. And, you know, right now, the electric grids, during the day sometimes it gets so much demand, they have to pull up some generators that are gas-operated.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive way to do it. There's enough cars out there now to backfill that need. And the technology's there. Once you're in the grid, you're in the grid. And you can program your car and say, okay, I need to go to mom's house after work, so I can't do it today. But then other days you can say, okay, only make sure you leave me in the 50 miles range. And that way they know they can tap into you, and you're actually selling it back to the power company at a higher rate than you bought it. And
so have you already gotten your car ordered?
No. But I have somebody that's ordered two of them, and they only need one, so I said, well, and it's the truck.
Okay.
And I said, now keep in mind one is mine.
So would you do that? Would you plug it in, and would you let yourself be
yes.
back
oh,
the battery?
Oh, of course. And particularly a lot of people that have solar power on their house and stuff, and they're accumulating energy at their homes with solar, and then they're selling it back to the grid.
Interesting.
That's all coming up. It's not all live
this
yet,
but
he's already bought that technology. That technology already exists. It's already out there, and Elon's one of the few that have it.
So this is money-making with Russ. That's what this show is right now. So, you know, what's fun is we talk mortgages, we talk credit, we talk trying to help people, but some of the conversations we have off-air are even more interesting.
Yeah, they all affect our lives. All mm-hmm. of it does. And it's a package. Even if you have a home, it's not just a home. It's life, and you live. It means how are you going to live?
Well, that's where the memories are built.
Right.
You know, you look and say, okay, I remember doing this here with these kids, or the kids remembered, you know, I remember swimming at my mom and dad's house, you know, just
right.
having friends over and doing those things. So home is where the memories are made. We're just trying to make it the most financially advantageous as it can be.
And it doesn't have to be perfect. The memories are made because of the space and the people in the space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't get the exact house you want this time, if it's a little, well, I was hoping for something 200 square foot bigger, it doesn't matter at this point. What matters is that you're living,
mm-hmm.
and you're engaged in the game, and you're making good sense financially, getting the right financially, and balancing, because that takes away the stress, and make your memories, and then in a few years, things happen, we can move you up.
Yep, move you up, add a rental property, but as you're saying, eliminate the stress. Also do some long-term planning. So,
yes.
Robert, go drive that V8 to somebody who's going to help put a trust together.
For yeah, I'll get that electric car for you.
Okay. All right. You let me borrow it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So with all of that, if you have questions, whether it's credit, whether it's mortgage, whether it's buying rental properties, come in. Sit down. Let's have a conversation. What is still one of the eye-opening things to me is people are still scared to come in and have a conversation. It's intimidating, and again,
there's no other way to get it done and do it where there's confidence that you're going to cover the bases. And the fact that you're free, they just got to get past the whole intimidation thing. And look, I'm a business guy. And when I'm going to do something in business, I know a lot of the things to do because I've got tons of experience because I'm very old and all that stuff. I still call people to verify I'm on the right track. You're an expert in this area. Do I have this right, or do you recommend a different pathway? I mean, I do it every day. And you're not an expert in buying a house generally. You might have bought one, but you can come in and see these two guys. That's what they do every day, and they're just there to facilitate and help make sure that they can help you in the pathway you're going.
100% right, and it's interesting for me when I listen to people. So had a lady, and you know how people posture? They...
Well, you have 30 seconds, by the way.
Well, then I'm not going to tell you about this. I'm going to save that story for next week. So, all right. From all of us at Academy Mortgage, myself, Robert Wright, Russ Clark here in studio, if you have served or you are serving, we appreciate your service because we couldn't banter like this on the radio without all of you protecting our freedoms and allowing us to live in this amazing country.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that.
Have a safe and happy weekend, everyone. Bye.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC.
Come on. one-hour air conditioning and heating studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.